Okay, so who do we have online with us today?
Hi, it's Anne from Atlanta.
Hi there. What was your name again?
Anne.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to tonight's call.
Thanks.
Someone just joined us. State your name and where you're calling
Larry.
From.
Larry from Washington, D.C.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, new caller. Who's that? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Champion Albert, and we're calling from Crowley, England, Great Britain, right side out of London, England.
Oh, now there's a dedicated person right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dennis Simcock from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
How are you?
Cold.
We've got an international call today. We've got UK, we've got Canada. I know you've got to be cold because we're cold here in Connecticut, so there's no way you're not cold in Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty cool here today.
Well, thanks for braving the cold and joining us tonight.
Oh, thanks. It's going to be interesting, I think.
Did you guys have any snow yet?
Yeah, we had snow yesterday.
First one?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we're going to get our first one this week, too. It's probably yours.
It's all gone today, but it's still cold.
Hi there. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Fritz from Georgia.
Hey, Fritz. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Yes, state your name and where you're calling from.
Dennis from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
Dominican. This really is an international call.
Hi, this is Kathy, Miami, Florida.
Kathy, how are you? Miami's in the house.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Good. We've got a great call today. We've got Miami, we've got Georgia, Dominican Republic, Canada, UK. I mean, where else do we have? Who else is on this call? Let's see where everyone is from. Who did we miss?
Mario Powell from North Carolina.
Hey, Mario, how are you?
Doing great, man.
Okay, where are our West Coast friends? Who do we have on the West Coast online with us tonight?
Calhanda, Windsor, Ontario, and Canada.
Oh, we've got two Canadas. I think Canada's going to beat it out today.
Michael Broughton from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, okay, we're getting a little bit west. We got to have one Californian online. Let's not disappoint our Governor Schwarzenegger there. Let's have one Californian online.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, this is Reese. How you doing?
Hey, Reese. What city and state are you calling from?
Wilmington, Delaware.
There we go, Delaware. We've got a lot of East Coast folks in the house. Welcome to tonight's call.
I need to introduce myself, too.
What's that?
Yeah, Rodney from California.
There we go. I knew we were going to have at least one person from California.
Yeah.
Rodney, welcome. You've just saved the call.
All right.
We needed someone to represent Governor Schwarzenegger on the call, and you did.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I'm here.
Oh, that's right.
Good, you guys, we've got an international call here tonight. We've got the East Coast. We've got the West Coast. We've got Dominican Republic. We've got all the way across the ocean in the UK. I mean, this is a packed call tonight, and you guys are in for some good stuff. Someone just joined. State your name and where you're calling from.
I'm April from the U.S.
Hey, April. How are you?
Good, good.
Welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you on with us today.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. You guys are in for a treat. We're just going to wait for Ty to get ready, and as soon as he gives us the go-ahead, we'll start the call.
Greg, I'm ready to kick this off if you are.
I'm ready when you are. Are you going to mute the call, or how are you doing it?
Yeah, actually, guys, I want everyone listening in to mute themselves out. But before you do that, are you guys ready to get started? If you are, let's hear it. Yeah, let's get started.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's get started.
All right, cool. So I want everyone
like
to mute
rap song.
Themselves out. 5-6. So that way we don't get any background chatter. So everyone, please, press *6 right now and mute yourselves out. Yeah. All right, so go ahead. We'll
okay. Well, again, my name is Greg Caesar, and today, folks, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you guys our main speaker, Ty Cohen. And let me just tell you a little bit about who Ty is and what he's done. First of all, I am an international speaker. I'm an internet marketer. I sell a lot of products on the internet. And let me tell you something. When I have an idea that I need help with or a product that I want to launch, the very first person I am going to call, the person on my speed dial who is number two, because he can't be number one, my wife has to be number one, is Ty Cohen. And so Ty is one of the top people that I'm going to go to when I need help launching a product, when I need advice on how to set up my page, when I need motivation and the drive to push forward, when I need someone to give me the strength that says, hey, you can do this and you know how to do this and here's how you do it, Ty is the person that I call. And that just goes to show you that no matter what level we are, we need someone who is going to be there for us, someone who is going to teach us, someone who's going to help us. And for is that person. And my family thanks Ty because Ty has helped me in so many different ways and helped put so much money in our pockets that it is giving us a different lifestyle that we live. So with that being said, Ty's helped thousands and thousands of people in the music business industry. As a matter of fact, he's helped people in close to 300 different countries. I mean, that says something about an individual that has touched people in so many different continents. Not very many people can say that. So he's an international, he's a globetrotter, as we like to call him. So Ty is going to help you guys out tonight with establishing partnerships, reprogramming your mindset so that will help you to be successful, learning how to avoid the naysayers, people who are going to tell you that this doesn't work. He's going to show you how to avoid those kind of people. He's going to teach you how to focus. So without further ado, let me introduce the man of the hour, the man who's going to help you and take your business to the next level as he's done for mine. Welcome, Ty Cohen.
Hey, Greg, I appreciate the introduction. And, you know, it means a lot coming from you because you're an individual that does a lot of things. If you're listening in on this call and you want to learn about using the Internet to market yourself as a musician, an artist, as a business owner, you need to go to YouTube and type in Greg Caesar. You'll see some of the extraordinary things that Greg's doing. And like you said, he's an international speaker. This guy, he speaks all across the globe, and he teaches individuals how to start their own business. And it doesn't really relate to this call, but as a sidebar, I just want to acknowledge some of the things that he's doing. He teaches individuals how to start their own businesses successfully using the Internet. He's worked with some of the biggest and brightest individuals that are online. So do yourself a favor, make a note of his name, and it's Greg, G-R-E-G. And the last name, the spelling of your last name, Greg, because I always get this wrong.
You know, very few people get it right, but it's C-E-S-A-R.
Go to YouTube, C-E-S-A-R. He's got a video on YouTube where he's doing a trick with the Rubik's Cube, right? And it's a business principle. When I say Rubik's Cube, don't think I'm talking about playing around with a toy here. It's a toy, but he's teaching you a very valuable business principle, so you definitely want to go and check out that video.
You want to know something? I've got a new version of that trick. Basically on that video, I'm doing the Rubik's Cube blindfolded. The new version, I shouldn't say blindfolded, my eyes are closed. But in the new version, not only are my eyes closed, but I've got the Rubik's Cube behind my back. And I'm able to mess it up, completely mess up the Rubik's Cube, and solve it behind my back with my eyes closed in less than 30, it's probably about 30 to 40 seconds. And the idea is once you have a formula, you can do anything. And to the folks on the call tonight, that's part of what I know you're going to be covering to them is, you know, that formula for success. Once you have it, you don't have to think about it. Your business can operate almost blindfolded. So folks on this call should be excited about what they're going to get from you today.
Definitely. It's all about that formula. And it's about staying focused. One of my key words in for anyone who's listened to me that this is a weekly series. So if this is the first time that you're listening in on the Motivational Mondays Music Business Teleseminar Series, keep in mind that this is a weekly series. So be sure to tune in every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 2 a.m. in the UK, and I think it's like 3 p.m. in Australia. So make sure that you set your cell phone, you set your PDA, you mark your calendar so that you are on this call every Monday night. Right. So again, be sure to tune in every week. Put it on your cell phone, like I said, your PDA. And also be sure to share the call-in number and the access code with your friends, your peers, and anyone else who may be in the music business or have aspirations to be. All right. In fact, those of you who really know me, you know that I strongly believe that in order to run a successful business or to be successful in this industry, you and your team has to be focused, and you have to be on one accord. All right. Everyone that works for me, you know, we work as a team, right? And even, you know, the same principle applies even if you don't have a huge business or even if you're an individual and you know that, you know, Ty, I'm just, you know, I don't have a team yet. Yes, you do have a team. You have a team. It's the individuals that you go into the studio with. It's the engineer that may be at the studio. It's, you know, the individuals that help you market yourselves, whether it be to pass out your CDs or just to spread the word out about yourself. You want to make sure that all of you guys are on one accord and that you're all focused. So with that said, this entire series, the entire Motivational Mondays Music Business Teleseminar Series needs to be heard by you as well as everyone within your organization or your sphere, your circle of influence as it relates to your music career. That means your manager, your band members, your group members, your artists, whoever, all right? You can't listen in on these calls and then go back and try to explain the processes to your people. They have to hear it live and getting understanding of it just as you are, you know, step by step so that you're all coordinated and you're moving as one unit. That coordination is critical to the success of anything that you try to do. If you look at some of the largest corporations, let's take McDonald's, for example. All right, McDonald's is one of the largest corporations, and it's a global corporation, but it all comes down to one principle, all right? It moves as one unit, pretty much. They fry the fries the same in the U.S. as they fry the same fries in Canada. They fry them the same temperature almost practically, same amount of time that the fries are kept in the fryer in New York, as it is in California. So you have to have one accord, and you guys have to be focused. You have to be all on the same plane. All right. So lack of organization can be a huge downfall, not only for companies, but you know, for us as individuals as well. You want to run a household that's unorganized, that's chaotic. Okay. If you did, it would only result in failure. So share these calls with your team and encourage them to listen in as well. Now, on last week's call, for those of you who missed out on last week's call, we spoke about reprogramming your mindset for success in the music industry, all right? Reprogramming your mindset for success in the music industry. I spoke about topics such as fear. We talked about procrastination, things that can and will kill your goals, focus, and a lot more. In fact, that reminds me, I mentioned on last week's call that I would share a list of common goal killers with anyone who emailed me. I received a ton of emails. I received about 70 emails, and I received a notice from a few people that they never received the emails that I sent out that contained the list of goal killers. So if you were one of those individuals who have yet to receive that list from me, send me an email again, and my email address is ty, this is the one that I check most often, ty_Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, at yahoo.com. And in the subject line, you could just put something like list of goal killers or, you know, I listened in on the teleseminar, and we'll get that list out to you ASAP. And make sure that you focus on that list because you're going to see a lot of key things that you come across on a daily basis that you may not recognize as a goal killer or something that's stopping you from reaching your dream. But when you put it in perspective, it all becomes extremely clear, okay? So now, let's get started. Starting this week, we're going to focus on an area of extreme importance. And what that is it's marketing. Whether you're a singer, you're a business owner, a manager, you're a record label owner, etc., you must know about marketing. Everything successful pretty much boils down to marketing. And there are a few other key elements that are involved, you know, such as artistic talent, supply and demand, and things like that. But marketing is one of those key elements. That's why right now, the most, well, not now, we primarily watch DVDs, but when VCRs were common, you know, initially Beta came out. And Beta was a far superior version of watching, being able to watch, you know, movies and things like that on your VCR players or your Beta players. But because they failed to properly market their system, all right, the VHS format actually took over the industry and became one of the more well-known means of watching videos and things like that. So marketing is extremely crucial in anything that you do, all right? It's the one thing that will give you the edge over everything else practically. Now, because I see so many people struggling to get noticed, they're struggling to sell, you know, even just a few measly thousands of their CDs or 1,000 copies of their MP3s, what I did was I looked at some of the emails, I looked at some of the customer support tickets that we received, I listened to some of the phone calls that we get, and you guys are hurting. You're hurting when it comes to learning how to get your music out there, when it comes to learning how to attract people who can appreciate your music. When it comes to, and I'm not talking about, you know, getting your family members or getting 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 people or 500 people. I'm talking about getting tens and tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people or even millions of people, as you'll see later on this call, to appreciate your music, all right, to embrace your music, to embrace your musical talents, and then to be advocates for your music and go out and spread the word about you and what it is that you're doing, okay? So with the proper marketing plan and marketing strategies in place, that can all become a very real reality, and especially with the shifts that the music industry has taken lately. I'm going to give you some examples of some people who were not known just a few months ago, you know, just a year ago, who now are incredibly well-known because of their marketing strategies and because of their use of the Internet. And, you know, some of the creative and clever things that they've done online. And they've done it with extremely small budgets. And when I say small budget, I'm talking about less than $100. You know, so this is stuff that every single person who's listening in on this call can't afford to do, must do, and have to do. It's that critical. All right? It's actually that critical. So I've made a conscious decision to educate you guys on some of the marketing methods that I've used, some of the stuff that you just heard my good buddy and one of my great business partners, Greg Caesar, talk about. I'm going to share some of the things that we've done to successfully get our products out there, you know, successfully get some of the music launches and the CD launches of some of our clients' products out there, all right? And this is stuff that I've not only used for my business, like I said, it's stuff that I use on a regular basis for my clients. And I'm going to show you some examples of some of those clients as well on this call. So make sure that you guys have a pen and pencil or a pen and piece of paper at least ready because you're going to take some notes. And I want you to make sure that you take notes. I want you to make sure that you take notes on almost everything that I say because you want to go back and apply a lot of this stuff. A lot of what I'm going to be talking about tonight is maybe foreign to some of you guys. So you want to make notes and go back and study this stuff. Get it down pat, and then, you know, inject it into what it is that you're currently doing so that you can start to see these levels of success that everyone is after, or that the majority of us are after, all right? Now, let's go into the basics of proper Internet etiquette. Now, this is pretty basic, but from what I've seen, and I've looked at hundreds and hundreds of responses from people, we send out surveys on a regular basis. A lot of people, they realize that they should be marketing their music online, but they have no clue as to where to start. There's so many different components to it. You have YouTube. You have MySpace. You have, you know, your own website. You have email lists. You have things like autoresponders, opt-in lists. You have phone blasts. You have just a ton of different components, and it's kind of difficult if you're new to this to get a stronghold on this and to grasp where you should be starting at. All right. So now, to begin with, everyone on this call should have at least one website. Even if it's a basic site, everyone that's listening on this call should have one website. And, you know, if you're not an expert website builder, you can use some of the services like the ones that are offered by Yahoo. I know Homestead.com. If you go to Homestead.com, H-O-M-E-S-T-E-A-D.com, they have web builder services that you can go to and you can use. You can practically put up a good website. Well, at least one that'll get you by, you know, temporarily. You can put one up within just a matter of hours, even if you know nothing about building a website, right? It's that easy. Now, like I said, everyone should have at least one website. I tell my clients, the people that pay me the big bucks, I tell them that that is no longer enough. That was cool a year ago. It was good 2 years ago. It was good 3 years ago. Now, I prefer that you have at least 2 to 3 domain names. Now, domain names are totally different from a website, and I'll explain the difference in a bit. But you want to have 2 to 3 different domain names that all point to your main website. All right? And what a domain name is, a domain name is actually, it's www.yoursite.com. So in my instance, it would be www.tycohen.com or www.yoursite.com. MusicContracts101.com, which is one of our sites, or www.theindustryyellowpages.com. That's the domain name, all right? You should have at least 2 to 3 different domain names. You should have your legal name. In my case, it would be tycohen.com, www.tycohen.com, okay? You should have your stage name, and when I was performing, my stage name was Ty Kelly. So in this day and age, I would have www.tykelly.com. And you should have your band name, all right? Our band name was Eternal Realness. So in this case, we would have www.eternalrealness.com, all right? You should also have your company name. If you're a company, if you're a record label, you know, it's a must that you have your record label's domain name and that you own that. You see, the last thing you want is for someone else to own and control your domain name, all right? You don't want to leave this stuff up to chance. You don't want to not own this property. And then when it's time for you to really go out and start marketing yourself, when people are noticing you, you do not want to not own your domain name in any shape, form, or fashion. You want to make sure you own your legal name, your band name, your company name, your performing name, you know, whatever it is, your stage name, whatever it is that you want to call it. All right? Domain names cost about $5 to $10. You can go to a site like GoDaddy.com and register your domain name, and it's GoDaddy.com. My personal favorite is 1and1.com, and that's the number 1, and, A-N-D, the number 1 again, .com. And the reason why they're my preferred favorite is because you can register a domain name on that site or from that company for just $6.99. All right, versus being able to pay $9.99 somewhere else. I think if you go to GoDaddy, it's probably about $8.99 or $9.99. I'm not sure. I haven't registered a domain name with them since I found 1and1 because I like to, you know, I like to get the best value for my money. It's the same thing, same exact service, but I'm paying $3 or $4 less. All right, so go to 1and1.com. Another good service is HostGator. HostGator, host, HostGator.com. They also will allow you to register domain names, all right? So you want to get those domain names from those two companies. Now, the next thing is your website. Once you have your domain name up, you want to get your website going. Now, the difference between a domain name and a website is, all right, let's talk about, I'm going to put this in a perspective or in a way that everyone would be able to understand it. Now, when you have your home, there's three components to your home, right? You have the land that your home sits on, and that would be your hosting. And hosting I haven't spoken about yet, but that would be your hosting. That's where your website sits on. That's a space, digital land that your website sits on. the next thing that you have that's part of your home is the actual, it's the actual house itself, right? All right, so that would be your website. All right, and in digital terms, your website would be your actual house. And then the next thing that you have is you have your actual physical address. My physical address is 352 Beth Lane, okay? Now, in digital terms, your physical address would be your domain name, www.tycohen.com. All right, so you have hosting, which is your land, and that's what your website actually sits on. That's the digital land that your website sits on. The next thing you have is the actual property, and that's your website. Okay? Then you have the actual address. And that tangible, physical, real-life terms, it would be, you know, my street address, 352 Beth Lane. In digital terms, it would be your domain name, your URL. That's another way of saying it. My website address. And that would be www.tycohen or www.johnnysmith or whatever it is that your name is, www.annmartin. And I know we have you on a call, so I'm going to use you as an example. All right, so those are the three components. Now, you know, you want to make sure, like I said, you want to make sure that you get as many domain names as possible that, you know, relates to your business, you as the artist, or your company. And when you register these domain names, try to get .coms, if possible. .coms are kind of hard to come by nowadays. When I say .com, I mean tycohen.com, all right, not tycohen.net, all right? Avoid wrong advice. There's a lot of people out there who will tell you, oh, .net is good, it's great, you can still go and get a .net, but, you know, that's like having a 1-800 number versus a 1-877 number. 1-800 numbers are totally identifiable as being something that's toll-free, you know, and you know, there are a lot of people who recognize a 1-877 number as being toll-free, but, again, majority rules, the majority of the people recognize a 1-800 number as being totally toll-free, at least here in the U.S., and I think in UK it runs that way as well, or maybe Canada. We just got a few Canadian and UK numbers, so that's how, I just familiarize myself with that stuff. All right, so you don't want to go after .nets unless it's the last resort. You don't want to get johnnysmith.net. You want it to be johnnysmith.com, okay? Some of the resources you can go to, like I said, 1in1.com, site builders, you can go to Yahoo. They have a great site building service. You can just go to Google or go to yahoo.com and type in site builder or website builder. Homestead.com, that's an old one. They've been around for a long time, but they're pretty reliable. I know a few people who use them, people who are just new to having their websites built, right? And on top of that, to make it easier for you guys who don't have a website yet, who don't have a blog, and who are just relying on MySpace, which is a huge mistake, and I'll explain why in just a little bit. On top of that, what I'm going to be doing is, over the last couple of months, about the last 6 or 7 months, I've been working on a huge music business community site. All right, we put in about $8,000 or $9,000 into this thing so far, and with that, I'm going to be giving away free websites, free blogs. So everyone that's on this call, once that community site is done, and we anticipate it being done within the next 2 weeks, you'll be able to actually join our community site and go in and sign up for your own web page, your own blog. And with these web pages and blogs, you'll be able to upload your videos, your YouTube videos, your home videos, your videos of you performing on stage, your concert footage, whatever it is that you have, you know, videos of you goofing around, creating your own reality show, you'll be able to upload that stuff. You'll be able to upload your songs and actually stream them from the website. And again, this is all free. It's just a way for me to give back to you guys and to give back to the music community and to get people on the right track, okay? You'll be able to upload pictures and photos and entire photo albums, you know, of your band and your company and your family and things like that. So keep a lookout for that, and you should see an email from me in about 2 weeks. Now, if you're looking for a website that's really high-powered, you can also call my buddy Greg Caesar. He was just on the call. He's not cheap, I got to warn you, but he does do fantastic work, all right? Actually, he's known as the web designer. His company is actually the web design company for Vistars, all right? The web design company for Vistars. So that in itself tells you about the quality of the work that he provides. And his number is 203. I hope he doesn't get pissed with me giving his number out, but if anyone's looking for a top-notch website, give Greg a call. His number is 203-676-7403. Tell him I sent you, and don't share that number with anyone else unless they mean business, because, like I said, his sites are not cheap, but he gives you excellent, excellent quality. He's like the Tommy Hilfiger of website designers, all right? You get what you pay for in this business. Now, one of the worst mistakes, like I said earlier, that you can make is just having your MySpace page and only relying on MySpace. That's one of the absolute critical mistakes that you can make, and I see thousands and thousands and thousands of people doing it on a regular basis, thousands of musicians, you know, thousands of highly intelligent people who own labels and who own management companies. You know, they're out there broadcasting their MySpace pages, promoting their MySpace pages to the masses, you know, promoting their MySpace pages on their CDs, on their and television interviews, on radio interviews, within concerts. And that's absolutely 100% wrong. You always want to be prepared. You want to be 100% prepared for things that take place in this business. And as we see, as we've seen over the last couple of months, as we've seen over the last couple of years, and as we'll continue to see, the music business is constantly changing right now. When you go out and just strictly market your MySpace page, you're doing yourself a huge injustice because you do not own your MySpace page. I'm going to say that again in case you did not get it and in case this is new to you. You do not own your MySpace page. MySpace, okay, and News Corp, the company that owns MySpace, owns your MySpace page. Be prepared. What happens if MySpace one day decides to say, you know, we need to monetize all of these sites that we have out there, all these MySpace pages that we have out there? How can we do this? Let's start charging our users. What if they say, you know, we're going to charge a ridiculous amount. We're going to charge $300. We're going to charge $400, $500 a month or a year. For some people, that's a lot of money. Some of you guys that are listening in on this call and to the recording, that is a lot of money. That's money that you can be putting somewhere else. It's money that does not need to be misdirected through your MySpace page when you can have a website of your own. All right, be prepared. What happens if MySpace gets hacked, if it crashes, and you've got some of your most important copy, and by copy I mean text on there, you've got some of your most important information, stuff that you cannot get back, all because you failed to properly handle your MySpace page the right way. And when I say that, what I mean is you should be having your own website. You should have your own domain name and redirect your MySpace page, your MySpace URL, through your domain name. All right? Redirect your MySpace page through your domain name. And for those of you who are new on this call to the terminology, domain names and redirects and, you know, web pages and all this other stuff, I'm going to simplify it for you. What happens is once you get your website up and running, or once you actually have your domain name listed, you know, you can go in and buy your domain name, like I said, for $699, $999. And these services, these companies, they have a service that will allow you to redirect people that enter your domain name to anywhere else you want that traffic to go, be it to your MySpace page, be it to your blog, be it to, you know, one of my pages, whatever. So if your site is www.tycohen.com and someone actually goes in to their web browser and types in www.tycohen.com, you can have that traffic, you can have that individual redirected to your MySpace page. So if your MySpace page is www.myspace.com/AlbertandTempe, and again, I'm using you guys as an example because you guys were on last week's call. But if your MySpace page is www.myspace.com/AlbertandTempe, anyone that types in www.tycohen.com will be redirected to your MySpace page. And it all happens, this all happens in a split second. So the user has no idea as to what's going on. You're protecting your brand name, which is you, right? And you're also protecting yourself. You're being prepared in the event that something happens with MySpace or in the event that they decide to start charging. Right, so this is stuff, when I say be prepared, when I say be focused, this is all stuff that you want to listen, you want to pay attention to. Right, of course, MySpace, they're making money off of the advertising, you know, and that's their main source of income right now, is the advertising. But as you know, as I know, businesses remain in business if they continue to show a profit. And the next logical step for MySpace is to start charging their users a fee. All right, so be prepared. When you register your domain name, or if you have one already, go to your registrar or to the company that you registered it with and say to them, you know, how do I create a redirect? I want to redirect, you know, people who enter my domain name or my website address to my MySpace site. Or go out and buy another domain name. They're cheap enough. You know, they're $699. Buy one specifically for your MySpace page. Right? And you can have, your domain name could be something like, you know, JohnnyMySpace.com. Well, get creative with it. I just came up with that on the fly, but get creative with it, you know. JohnnyMySpace.com. And anyone that goes to JohnnyMySpace.com will actually get redirected to your actual MySpace page. So you don't lose the functionality of MySpace, right? You don't lose the popularity of being able to take advantage of a lot of the functions and features that they have, but you're also protecting yourself in the event that you decide to no longer use MySpace for whatever reason, right? So you no longer, you're not out there marketing your stickers. You don't have or marketing your MySpace page on your stickers or on your apparel or, you know, on everything else that is that you do, right? So be prepared. Failing to be prepared can lead to disaster, so stay focused. Now, in the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, the next couple of years, you're going to see some pretty amazing things, some astronomical things that take place in what's now known as the new music industry or the new online music industry. You're going to see some amazing things that are going to take place. Right? We're already starting to see it. And we have been for some time now. So that's just evidence that this internet thing and tying your music into it, you really need to be focused and you really need to understand how it works. And this goes so much further beyond having a simple MySpace page or just having a website. Those two are they're spokes in the hub, right? They're spokes in the wheel, I mean, but there's so many other components to it. There's YouTube, and there's viral marketing. There's Web 2.0 sites. There's community sites. All right, so a lot of the changes we're already starting to see. And I'm going to give you guys a couple of examples. For instance, there's a British-based rock group, for those of you who are listening in the UK, and a lot of people here in the US are familiar with them, named Radiohead. And these guys did something that was revolutionary the last couple of weeks ago. It's been in the news. I'm sure a lot of you guys heard about it. And what they did was they said goodbye. They walked away from their big name record label deal. They totally walked away from it. I mean, this takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of balls to be able to do something like this. But they realized that with the internet and with the popularity that they already had, with the fan base that they had in place already, they did not need that traditional record deal. So what they did was they decided He said, you know, we don't need our regular record deal. We don't need this thing. No, they're screwing us over. We're getting a fraction of a fraction of what we should be earning. The record company's making a majority of money. So let's get rid of a record label. Let's cut the middleman out. Let's release our next album on our own from our website. And that's exactly what they did. They released their album digitally from their own website. They let the fans determine their prices. You know, and this is what they did. What they did was so clever. The marketing ploy was so clever. They said to the fans, you can go to our website, you can download our latest album. And this was a huge risk that these guys took. But they understood the direction that the industry was taking. All right? They understood the power of the internet, which is something that you have to understand. Even if you think you have an understanding of it, you have to over dig into this thing. They understood the reach of the internet. And we're going to talk about reach and some of the ways that you can reach people globally. Just like I have people on this call globally. I mean, from around the globe. We have people from the Dominican Republic, from the UK, from Canada. Last week's call, we had people from Australia, from the UK, from Spain, you know, from Japan. It's all easily done with the internet, and again, you do not have to have a big budget. Now, back to Radiohead, what they did was they released their album digitally from their website. They allowed the fans to determine how much they felt their album would be worth or what they would be willing to pay for it. And as of last count, they sold like 1.2 million albums. And the average price that the album sold for was between $6 to $8. They made more money in just a few weeks, and this is coming straight from the guy's mouth, you know, the band members. They said they made more money within just a few weeks doing this, releasing their albums on their own from their website, than they have in months with the traditional record label type deal. And they were on a pretty well-known label. Right, so now just think about what it is that they were able to achieve here. They cut out the middleman, they cut out the record label, okay? In this case, the record label being the middleman. Now this means that they didn't have to pay recording, right, to the record company. They didn't have to pay marketing expenses. And basically, there was almost no overhead cost. They got to keep almost the entire price of each album sold. So if you factor out marketing, if you factor out recording costs, or recording costs in a sense of recording in a huge recording studio that this type of a band would normally record in, if you factor out your traditional overhead costs, all of the other individuals, the other hands that have to be divvied up a piece of the pie. If you factor all that out, they kept a huge portion of the money that came in from each album sold. Not just a small fraction of it as they would have had they released this album in the traditional fashion. In the fashion that we're all commonly familiar with. And they did this, and they still sold millions. Another example is Madonna. Everyone has heard of Madonna. My good buddy Ernie Singleton, who I run a coaching program with right now, and if you guys are not a part of the coaching program, you need to go to musicbusinesscoachingclub.com/99 and join that Music Business Coaching Club right now. But Madonna, my buddy Ernie Singleton, former president of MCA Records, he actually worked with Madonna. He helped build her career. He helped shape and mold her career. She's doing something that's phenomenal right now. She recently signed a $100 million deal. A $100 million dollar bill. And you're probably thinking right now, who did she sign with? Was it with Sony? Was it with, you know, Columbia, BMG? Who did she sign with? It wasn't with a record company. It wasn't with a record label. She signed a $100 million deal, cash, stocks, and there's a few other options, things like that, with Live Nation. And Live Nation is a company that you would never, ever think of as a record label or as a music distributor. I mean, they're a promotion company. But because of the internet and other means, they now have the ability to be a marketing and distribution company. Just as you have, just as you're going to learn in the next couple of weeks, you're going to learn how to be able to use the internet, how to use guerrilla marketing tactics to market and distribute your music online. Another example, you know, this one of my favorite groups is the Eagles. I'm a big fan of the Eagles. They're a very well-known group, another well-known group. And they also just signed another non-traditional deal. And this, again, they signed a non-traditional deal, meaning they didn't sign a deal with a record company. In fact, they signed a deal with Walmart. And the deal that they signed with Walmart was to give Walmart exclusive distribution rights over their two CD sets. Now, how could that might sound crazy to some of you who are listening in on this, who are listening to this recording or this call. But how crazy would it sound to you if I told you that in just 1 week alone, they sold over 700,000 copies? Just 1 week alone, they sold close to 750,000 copies. Another example, an artist that my children get into. I have an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old, 8-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter, Maya and Devon. They are a huge fan of a kid by the name of Soulja Boy. And some of you guys might have heard of him, and if you haven't, I don't care what genre you're in. This guy's a hip-hop artist, but I don't care what genre you're in. Even if you're in gospel, jazz, country, rock, you need to take notice of what this kid is doing. Because just 18 months ago, he was unknown. Just 18 months ago, he was in his living room, screwing around, writing songs, producing beats on his own because he couldn't afford to go to a studio. He couldn't afford to hire someone to do it. He borrowed a camcorder, shot a video of him, you know, singing his songs in his living room. And this is how low budget the kid got. He shot his video using a basic camcorder, not a $1,000, $500, or $2,000 high budget camcorder. You know, straight from his mouth, it was a basic low budget camcorder. And I think he actually had to borrow the camcorder from one of his neighbors, but he shot the video, and then at that point, he got creative. It was a basic video, grainy, shaky, but he took it, he used the internet, and he got that video around the globe. He put it on YouTube. He put it on his MySpace page. He used some viral marketing tactics, which we're going to discuss. Right? And over a period of just a few short months, this 16-year-old kid, he was just 16 at the time, he's been able to get over 20 million hits to his MySpace page. How ridiculously incredible is that? For someone that had no budget, for someone that had no industry recognition, he wasn't even old enough to, he was just barely old enough to get a license, 16 years old. But he had the willpower, he had the focus. That one focus. He had the focus. He had the determination to be able to go out there and recognize that there's new things that are happening in this music industry, in the music business. And he embraced those changes, just as you have to embrace those changes. Within a short few months after that, he reached Billboard Top 20. Go ahead, do your research. Go to Billboard.com. And I guarantee you he's still in the top 50 at least. His song is Crank That, and it's C-R-A-N-K-D-A-T. Don't ask me where he came up with the name of the title, but my kids love it. It gets played on the radio all the time. He was in the Billboard Top 10. I mean, and not just for a short stint, not for just a week, not for 2 weeks. He was in there for over a month. He was in the MTV top video request, BET top video request, top-selling ringtones of the year. He was in the top 10 selling ringtones of the year. 16-year-old kid, no music industry experience. He didn't even have enough experience to know how to properly compose a song. But he knew that if I get my music in front of the right people, if I get enough people to see it, and that's all it takes. It just takes that spark, baby. That's all it takes. If I get enough people to see it, then something can happen with this thing. He had the self-belief, and that's what it comes down to. You know, this is Motivational Music Monday. So we're going to talk about some motivational things. You have to have the self-belief. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to believe in you. It all starts with you. You have to believe in yourself from the moment you get up in the morning to the moment you go to sleep at night. Unwavering belief. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how many people look at you like you're crazy, no matter what you've been through before, no matter what your circumstance, no matter what your disability may be or what you think it may be, no matter what your age is, no matter if you think you're too old, if you think you're too young, I say you're never too old. This kid was 16 years old. I'm sorry, you're never too young. He was 16 years old. You're never too old. I got one of my clients, they're actually husband and wife team. Their name is Jim and Judy. They're close to 60 years old, but they made the decision. They came to one of my seminars, and they made the decision to change their life. One of the seminars that I was teaching at the moment, it wasn't a music business seminar. I teach, I have motivational seminars, music industry-related seminars, as well as wealth building and business building seminars. And this happened to be a business building and wealth building seminar. They made the conscious decision that they wanted a change in their lifestyle. They wanted a change. No matter how old it was, and they didn't let the fact that they were close to 60 years old stop them. And right now, they're making incredible, incredible sums of money using the internet. All right now, that's just a little tangent that I ran off of. It's not music business related, but I just had to stress that. You know, I just get totally, totally frustrated when I see people who allow themselves to be thrown off track, to lose their focus by what they believe to be their real circumstances. I'm in bad health, or I don't have enough money. My finances are poor. No one, you know, I live in a small town. I don't live in New York, so no one will listen to my music. I don't live in L.A., so no one will listen to my music. It's harder on me because I don't live in Miami, or I don't live in, you know, I'm not in Chicago. Don't make excuses. You have to believe in yourself 100%. All right, so use the internet in conjunction with what you're already doing. Do that, and it's going to be huge for you. I mean, and by all means, please, don't stop what you're already doing with, like, the offline stuff and anything else that you're doing that's successfully working for you. And everyone's measure of success is different. Success can be you selling two additional copies of your CD a week, that can be a success. If you're selling two additional copies of your CD a week doing something, then all you have to do is multiply that effort. Multiply it 100 by 100 times, whatever it is. You're placing an ad in the magazine, and you're selling two CDs by placing that one ad. Take that money and then multiply those ads that you're placing and start placing them in 25, 50, 60 different magazines. I have clients of mine who, you know, we put together advertising campaigns and local community papers and local weekly papers where they're selling their CDs, where they're driving people back to their website, or they're driving people to their concerts, and it works tremendously if you know how to do it the right way. So there's all types of marketing methods that you can use, and like I said, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get into some detail on how you can use some of these things. All right, but use the internet with what you're already doing, and you're going to see some dramatic changes. Just make sure that you add, you know, the key components of internet marketing to it. And I'm going to heavily focus on this stuff. I'm going to drive it in until you get it. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be showing you some of the things that you can do to be prepared to ride the wave that's taking place right now. I'll use a in order to get this done, I'm going to use a combination of things like the teleseminars that we're on right now. I'll use live video conferencing so you guys can actually watch from your computer as I go in and I set up a domain name, as I set up a MySpace page, and I add the key components to the MySpace page. Excuse me, I got a terrible cold from speaking over the last couple of days, and I'm starting to lose my voice, so bear with me. But I'm going to set up live video conferencing where you'll be able to go in and see what I'm doing on YouTube and on Facebook and a lot of these other Web 2.0 sites. There's a lot of really effective Web 2.0 sites out there that you guys can be using to tremendously drive traffic to your website, to tremendously get people to notice you. If you know how to do it, 99.9% of the people that have MySpace pages, that have videos up on YouTube, are doing it 100% wrong. It's like the old Pareto's law. You know, it's the 80-20 rule. 20% of the people, and nowadays with the music business, that number is even less. 10% of the people are saying 90% of the results. You want to be in the top 10. You want to be one of those 10% of those people. You want to be the individuals that are getting 90% results. And that's what I'm going to show you over the next couple of weeks. So let's just stay focused and just stick with me. So let's get back to domain names and things like that. Now that you have, and also, you know, to give you guys, if you are looking. About 3 weeks ago, I mentioned the Sell Music Online Like Crazy course, which is a specific course. And I mentioned the discount price to individuals, and that price still applies. I've gotten so many responses from it, and the replies are so great that I said to myself, I'm going to mention again on this call just to give everyone a chance to get that course. The site is www.sellyourmusiconlinelikecrazy.com, www.sellyourmusic, online, O-N-L-I-N-E, like, L-I-K-E, crazy, crazy.com. So www.sellyourmusiconlinelikecrazy.com. That is an entire course. If you want something hands-on, a physical course that you can actually touch, look at, read, there's manuals, there's booklets, there's reports in that course, there's audio CDs that you can actually put into your CD player at home or in the car or in your office and listen to get an understanding of what you should be doing to start marketing yourself online as an artist, as a record company owner, as an executive, as a promoter, producer, whatever it is that you do, a DJ, engineer. You need that course. It's a small investment, but the investment that you're going to put into this thing is going to be huge. You see, that's the problem with a lot of people. A lot of people are just so afraid to invest in themselves. You have to invest in yourself. You got to put time into this stuff. You have to invest money into it. It's just like the stock market. You put money into the stock market or your 401k, all right, and you expect to see a return. And a lot of us do wishful thinking. No, we go into it blindly, or we hand our money over to someone, an investment banker, someone who, actually, if you think about it, an investment banker, they really are not much smarter than you are. Because if they were, they would be investing their own money, and they would not be working as an investment banker. They'd be sitting out on a beach somewhere retiring or enjoying all of the money that they've made from the investments that they put in. So you have to start, you know, doing the research yourself. Start looking into this thing. Start looking into the internet and how you can use it. And the Sell Music Online Like Crazy course is the number one place that you should be starting at. So visit that site tonight, and you're going to still get it at the special price before the price goes up to $297. All right, www.sellmusiconlinelikecrazy. So now that you have your domain names registered, you have your website up by this time, the most critical element of your website is not your music. It's not your picture. I know a lot of us are vain. We like to see our websites, our pictures up on our website. You know, this is me holding my Stratocaster guitar. This is me playing the piano. This is me rocking the mic. That's not an important aspect of your website. That's good. That's cool. It's good to let your fans and your people be able to identify with who you are, especially in today's day and age of reality television. People like to see who you are. But your most critical element of your website is something called the opt-in form. For opt-in form, and it's OPTIN form, FORM. Write that down, research it. The most critical aspect of your website is the opt-in form. And if you got a lot of you guys on this call, you've been to my website. I have about 60 of them. You've been on the website, and you've seen the opt-in forms. An opt-in form is a form that asks you for your name and your email address. That's the basic information that will ask you. It'll ask you. Now, you can get more detail. You can ask for, you know, on some of our opt-in forms, we ask for a physical mailing address because we send out catalogs and things like that. We send out direct marketing pieces. It'll ask you for your telephone number so that we can call you. We can send you thank you messages. I call some of my people personally. My staff members call you guys up personally sometimes. But a basic opt-in form is a form that sits on your website, and I'll show you some examples in a minute. It sits on your website, and it asks your visitors for their name and their email address. Now, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to ask people who visit your website for their contact information, for their name and their email address? I'm going to open up the line 1 second, and I want to get an answer. Hopefully somebody on this call knows the answer.
To build a list, a prospect.
Build a list.
Build a contact list.
Makes it easy to market to these people. They've said they want to hear from you.
They want to hear from you. That's 100%. For everyone that just answered, I got something extra special for you. I want you to send me an email. All right. But now, as some of our callers said, the reason why you want to have this opt-in form on your site is, number one, to build a list. That's critical. People go to your website, obviously, because they want to see something. They're interested in you. They're interested in your music. They're interested in your company, your business, what you have to offer. You need to help them fulfill their interest. You need to feed their hunger by keeping in contact with them. And the best way for you to keep in contact with them is to market to them, as one of our other callers said. You market to them. Marketing is critical. And the easiest, most cost-effective, least expensive way to do that is by maintaining contact with people who have an interest in what you have to offer. So you add your opt-in forms onto your site. And one of the places where you could, one of the companies I use, there's actually several, but one of the ones that I have used for years can be found if you go to my website, tycohen.com, tycohen.com/AR/AR is in Apple Red. All right, so tycohen.com/AR. You'll see a company that I use. They're extremely reliable. Their system is easy as pie to set up. And they're extremely cost effective. It costs you $20 a month to use their service. Now, at $20 a month, every single person on this call or that's listening to the recording should have an opt-in form on their website. That's going to help you to generate even more sales than you can imagine, because it's going to give you a means to keep in contact with individuals. It's going to give you a means to send out personalized messages, to build that rapport with your list. All right? So go to that site, www.tycohen.com/AR. And if you don't have the money today, just go set up a free account. They have a free account so you can go and you can try it out on a trial basis, and you can take a look at it. Now, with these opt-in forms, you can get pretty fancy. If you notice some of our sites, as a matter of fact, let me do this. I'm going to show you some of the sites. If anyone's on their computer now, you can go to some of these sites, and these are some of the ones that, actually, let me give you one for a client of mine, and her name is Vicky, actually. Her site is www.vickyshell.com. Take a look at Vicky's site, and if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a perfect example of how an opt-in form should be used. www.vickyshell.com. She's the Latin queen of music, and she's one of our clients, and we had this site built specifically for her, and it was custom built to appeal to the individuals that can appreciate and that love the genre of music that she focuses on. Obviously, she's a Latin singer, so we built the website around that type of a fame. And, you know, she's really elegant, so we wanted to get that elegance into the site as well. But most importantly, take a look at the opt-in form down at the bottom. And if you notice, with opt-in forms, what you usually want to do is you want to offer what I call an ethical bribe. An ethical bribe. And that means that in exchange for your name and your email address, I'm going to give you something of value. I'm going to give you something of value to you. And on Vicky's site, I'm not in front of a computer right now, but I think, actually I am, but it's off. But I think on her site what we have is we're giving away a couple of free MP3s. And don't be afraid to give away your MP3s. You want to have a stash of MP3s, exclusive MP3s that you can give away, whether they're remixes, whether they're extended versions, they're instrumentals or whatever it is. You want to have MP3s, two or three, that you can give away to people, that people can share with other individuals, that people can freely go to these file-sharing sites and just pass along to people, because that's what we call viral marketing. And again, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but that's what we call viral marketing, because at the end of that MP3, you always want to mention your website address so that you can get people back to your website. You never know. I mean, with Vicky's site, what we did is we did some testing, and we gave away initially within the first month, we were able to give away over 10,000 MP3 downloads. Over 10,000 people came to her site to download her free MP3. So now what does she have? She She now has a list of 10,000 people that she can market to. Out of those 10,000 individuals, they're all individuals who can appreciate Latin music because we targeted individuals who appreciated music that sounded similar to what Vicky had to offer. And I'm going to show you guys exactly how to do this on next week's call. We targeted individuals who had an appreciation for the taste of music that Vicky specializes in. So now she has a list of 10,000 people, 10,000 fans, that she can now go to and market to. Anytime she puts out a new CD or a new collection of MP3s that she's offering for sale this time, because the first time you got them in, you offered that ethical bribe, and you got them in for, you know, you said, give me your name, give me your email address, and I'm going to give you these MP3s. You can try them out. You can sample them, and I guarantee you're going to love them. I guarantee you're going to love them. And there it goes. It goes back to having faith in yourself. You can, when you have faith in yourself, it's not being cocky. It's not being conceited. You know, it's just being confident. You can say things like, I guarantee you're gonna love my music. Like one of our callers at the beginning of this call, Tempe, I think it was you. I heard you say to Greg, you know, you're going to see us. You're going to see us out there on MySpace. You sounded so confident. I could tell that you were focused. So now Vicky has this list of 10,000 individuals that she can go out and promote her music to. Not only that, but the beautiful thing about using the service that I just referred you guys to over at www.tycone.com/AR is that you can now break your list down. You can break it down by, I was looking at, you know, me and my office manager, we were in here last Sunday night and we were looking at all of the different countries that we have a reach in, that our customers come from, that our clients come from. And it's 259 countries that we've reached so far. 259 countries. And we found that information out by going into our account using the service that I just gave you, and breaking it down by geographical location. And that's the beauty of using a service like this. You can go in. Let's say if you're doing a show in New York, as Vicky often does. She does shows in Bronx all the time. She can go into her database, this list of 10,000 names, and pull up the surrounding areas, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, even Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and say, guys, I'm having a show at Jimmy's Bronx Cafe in the Bronx. She can send out this email that says, I'm having a show at Jimmy's Bronx Cafe in the Bronx. Because you're a member of my list, you get in for just $5. Or she can say, she can take it even further and she says, you know, because you're a member of my list, because you've taken the time to come and download my free MP3s, you get in for free. Now, why would she let them in for free? Because, number one, she's building a rapport with her list. And that's what you want to do. You want to build relationships. You want to follow the examples that the Fortune 500 and the Fortune, you know, 1,000 companies set. Coca-Cola, Chrysler, General Motors. These companies, they build a rapport with their clientele. My wife and I, we just leased a new car, and this is about 2 months ago. But I mean, I'm a studier of marketing, and we released the Chrysler 300M. My wife wanted the car; she's been looking at them. So as a surprise, I went in and I got it for her one day, and I brought it home and surprised her. Now, after that, the company, they kept in contact with me by sending me thank you notes. They sent me a thank you postcard. They sent me several follow-up thank you calls, and this was after I made the purchase. After they already had my money, they had the contract signed, they still made an effort to keep in contact with me because it's all about building those relationships. And that's what you can do with this opt-in form. So by Vicky allowing her sending out this message that says, you know, come out to my show. You can get in for free. She's building rapport. She's nurturing those relationships. And what that's going to do is that's going to let her list members be able to appreciate her even more. So now at this same show, they're probably going to buy a CD from her. They're probably going to buy a T-shirt from her. They're going to buy any other thing that she has to sell. Any CDs that she releases from her website, they're most likely going to buy because they now have this relationship with her. Now, another example of an opt-in form that I want to show you guys is that a website that I did a seminar for back in 2006, and it was a TOMI seminar. All right, this was a $1,000 seminar where the attendees, they paid $1,000 to come in and hear some of the same stuff that I'm going to be teaching you guys within the next week, some of the same stuff that I'm going with you over with you tonight. All right, so you're really getting this stuff at a huge bargain. It's for free. And sometimes the things that we get for free, we take advantage of. I don't want you to do that with this information because there's people out there who are willing to pay huge amounts of money for it. So please make sure you take this information and put it to practical use. I say all the time, a lot of the stuff that we get for free, we take advantage of. We get our minds for free. A lot of people take advantage of their minds. They put the wrong things into their system. You know, we get our family, our relationships, our wives, our spouses for free. Well, guys, most of us get our spouses for free. Some of us, it comes at a price. But, you know, that's just a little joke here. You know, but you want to make sure that you cherish this information. So go to this site, and it's theothermusicindustry.com. Theothermusicindustry.com. Theother, music, M-U-S-I-C, industry.com. And this was a seminar that we held that specifically and strictly dealt with marketing your music online. Now, if you notice, when you go to that site, you're going to see an opt-in form. And that's the opt-in form that we use to build our list. And in just a couple of weeks, we were able to build a list of close to like 3,700 people, and we ended up getting a huge amount of those people to the actual seminar, and they actually paid the $1,000. It was $997 to get into our seminar. All right, so this stuff, it's not BS. It's not stuff that I'm just telling you. This is stuff that I use on a regular basis. Visit any of our sites, and chances are you'll see an opt-in form in some form or fashion. Either it's a stationary opt-in form that's on the website, or it's a drop-down menu that comes down, or it's an exit pop-up that comes up. But we are asking you for your contact information in one way or the other. Okay? Now, the next piece, next component that ties into the opt-in forms is your autoresponders. Autoresponders are like, it's like the ice cream to your cherry pie. Autoresponders tie in hand with your opt-in form. The opt-in form is where people go to enter their name and their email address, and the autoresponder messages are the messages that people receive from you once you have their contact information. All right, so with an autoresponder account, and you can get an autoresponder account by going to www.tycohen.com/AR. But with an autoresponder account, you can set up a series of messages, a series of email messages that you can set to go out at a predetermined time. So you can have one message go out immediately. As soon as someone enters their name and their email address in your opt-in form, you can have them receive an email message from you that says, hey, Johnny, thank you for visiting my site. Thank you for requesting my free MP3 downloads or my free reports or whatever it is. You know, I value your time. I know that your time is really, really valuable. And I just wanted to send you this note to say thank you and I appreciate you for stopping by. And then 2 days later or 7 days later, you can have another message that goes out and says, hey, Johnny, remember me, it's Ty. You stopped by my site, theothermusicindustry.com, 5 days ago, and you can put elements in there that actually say when the user stopped by. 5 days ago, and you requested a couple of free copies of my MP3 downloads. Have you had time to listen to them yet? I hope so, because they're some of my best songs that I've put on the site for you. I want you to specifically listen to track number 3, Sweet Home Alabama. That's one of my favorite songs. I wrote it when I was riding home on a railroad train from Georgia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, get personal with some of these emails. People want to hear about you. And then you can have another one that goes out, you know, a week later or 3 days later. Hey, Johnny, it's me again. Hi, hi. You know, I sent you an email a couple of days ago, and I was telling you about my favorite song, Sweet Home Alabama. I hope you've had a chance to listen to it by now. You know, if you have, what do you think about it? Send me a reply email and let me know what do you think about it. And that's how you get feedback. Or, hey, Johnny, what's your favorite song out of all three of them that you've listened to? And you start to get feedback from people, and they tell you what are some of their favorite songs. And this way, instead of guessing, you're knowing for sure what your market wants. When you're starting to serve your market, when you're giving them information, you're putting your product out there, you the product, you the CD, you the music creator, or label owner, or executive, whatever it is, you want to know for certain what it is that your market wants. And this is one of the quickest ways to do market research, in addition to using things like forums and stuff like that that we're going to talk about within the next couple of weeks. But you want to know for certain. This is the quickest way to increase your sales, the quickest way. There should be no guessing when it comes to you trying to decide which song you should release first. Because chances are the song that you think is your most popular or most liked song, or song that people will appreciate the most, is not. Once you find out from your market, then you know absolutely 100%, without a doubt, what it is that they want from you. And the good thing about these autoresponder messages is you can go in and totally customize them. You can have your opt-in form say, you know, please give me your name, your email address, and tell me what is your favorite genre of music. So let's say if the person puts in his name, Johnny Smith, his email address, johnnysmith@aol.com, and then he says, my favorite genre of music is acid rock. Now you can have your autoresponder message customized to go out and say, hey, Johnny, I see that, you know, you signed up using your email address, johnnysmith@aol.com. Great, because that's where I'll be sending a couple of messages to you in the next couple of days or weeks. By the way, I see that you love acid rock music. Cool, so do I. And then when people read these things, it's like, I mean, it's like they're getting a personalized message from you. They don't realize that it's going out to hundreds or thousands, or in my case, I have 100,000 people on my list that these messages are going out to. But because you're able to customize them and put in these key elements of things, you know, it looks as if it's coming from you personally. And it is, because you have to go in and actually craft them. You're going in and writing them. But, you know, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're going out and reaching the masses, and you're building those relationships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, another key reason why you want to have autoresponders is just like with the Fortune 500 companies, it takes at least 7 to 10 touches in order for people to notice you. And by touches, I mean it takes 7 to 10 contacts, points of contact for them to stand up and say, hey, I know this guy. Or, hey, I've seen that song title before. Or, I noticed that band name or that company name.
Hmm.
You know, why do you think it is that companies like Pepsi and Coca-Cola, they continue to market, they continue to run commercials, they continue to run television ads, newspaper ads, radio ads? They don't have to. McDonald's doesn't have to run another ad if they wanted to for the next 5 years. Little kids identify their logo. They see the golden arches, You can have a three-year-old. I don't care if he's three, four, five. He sees those golden arches, he knows that that's McDonald's. But the reason why they do that is because it's continued marketing. They know that, you know, they have to show you that Big Mac 7 to 10 times within a certain time period in order for you to say, you know what, man, I want a Big Mac. I got a craving for a Big Mac today. I think I'll go get one on lunch. And you should be doing the same thing. It works. I've been doing it for years. Greg has been doing it for years. We've been doing it for years for our clients. And we've made a ton of money doing it, selling everything from music CDs to MP3s to videos to how-to materials. I mean, you name it. Greg is using the same formula to sell a house that's a house of his that's close to $500,000. He's using the same exact formula. So this works. It works for a $5 CD. It works for a $500,000 home. All right? So don't ignore any of this stuff. All right. Now, the next thing is decision. I want to talk about decision because a lot of this stuff may be new to you. It might be completely foreign to you, but if your goal is to succeed, you must make the immediate decision to learn, to understand it, and to apply it. Make that decision. If you look at some of the great leaders of our time, of history's time, one of the key things that they've had in common was the ability to make great decisions and not ponder over decisions. Right? Develop the ability to make decisions and to be quick-thinking, to be a quick-thinking decision-maker. And once you make your decisions, have faith in the decisions you make. Don't lack confidence. There's that word again, confidence. All right, so last week I spoke about dedicating a minimum of at least 1 hour a day to working on you and your business and your career. Have you made the decision to do that, for those of you who listened in on the call last week? Have you said, I'm going to make the decision to start dedicating at least 1 hour a day to working on my career, to working on my business, to working on my music company, my music career? I spoke about making a daily to-do list. Have you made the firm decision to practice that on a regular basis?
Yes.
All right, this is the type of stuff that you want to start to implement. You implement it, you're going to see drastic results. All right, positive speaking. I spoke about positive speaking last week. You know, and thinking positively. No matter what is going on, speak positiveness into your life. Plant the right seeds. Resist the temptation. One of my favorite artists, I listen to all forms of music, as everyone who knows me knows. One of my favorite artists is Tupac. I went from telling you guys that I love the Eagles at the beginning of this call, and that they're one of my favorite groups. Now I'm telling you that I really appreciate the music of Tupac. Now that's there's a huge difference in those two artist abilities there. But one of his songs was Resist the Temptation. Right? Resist the temptation to have self-pity. Be careful of what you project out there. Right? Resist the temptation of saying, oh, my music is not good enough to be heard by the masses. It is good enough. You have to realize that. Dig down deep inside yourself and realize that. You actually owe it to the universe to make sure that as many people as possible hear your music. And I'm not talking about, you know, if you have a bunch of nonsense in your music, but if you have a good, wholesome message in your music, you owe it to the globe to get that message out to as many people as possible. If your music makes people feel good. You know, I don't care what type of music it is. It could be hip-hop. It could be gospel music. It could be romantic music. It could be feel-good music, party music. But if it makes people feel good, you know, and if it lifts people's spirits, you have a duty to get your music out to as many people as possible. and I'm going to help you do that over the next couple of weeks. And it's 100% free. All I want from you is to have your undivided attention every single Monday night and for you to share this information with other individuals. Be extremely careful of the words that you allow to come out of your mouth, not only as it pertains to music, but life in general. I mean, don't proclaim things that you don't want. Don't say my music sucks or I need to go out and redo this because it's terrible. You know, you say, I need to go back and re-record this. That one was great, but I know I can do better. If you have to go and change something. When it comes to your finances, don't proclaim how much funds you lack. You know, your health, don't proclaim how bad of health you're in. Your relationship, don't talk about how bad your relationship, oh, my spouse is so bad or my husband is so bad, you know. If you can control your mind, you can control anything. Stay focused. The Bible says that as a man thinketh, so in his heart he is. Stay focused. All right, so now that you have your domain name, you've got your site, you've got your opt-ins, you've got your autoresponders in place, what I'm going to start to show you on next week's call is how to tie all of that together, just as we did for Vicky, and then to start to bring in droves of traffic. Like I told you, we got her 10,000 opt-ins, 10,000 fans in 30 days to her website, 10,000 downloads. We actually got her more than 10,000 people to her website, but it was actually 10,000 people who took the time to download the songs and things like that. All right, so I'm going to start showing you how to do that stuff, how to get the droves of traffic, how to get visitors to your site, to your MySpace pages, to your blogs. Not only just visitors, but we want people, we want targeted people who are looking for the type of music that you specialize in. Because it's no good just getting, you know, someone who is looking for pop music and you specialize in rock and roll, right? Doesn't make sense. You want people who are looking for rock and roll if that's what you specialize in. If you specialize in hip-hop or rap, you want people who are looking for rap. Not only any type of rap, but the type of rap or hip-hop that you have to offer. They're out there, and they're out there in flocks. You just have to know how to find them and attract them to your music, and those are the key elements. There's some key elements in doing that, and I'm going to show you how to do that. And, you know, it can be done even if you're barely known. I mean, even if your dog hardly knows who you are right now. Vicky Shell, you know, none of those 10,000 people knew who she was, but we got them to know who she was, and we were able to build relationships with her. So now she has a monthly income that's coming in off the sales of her CDs and her shows and things like that. Right?
She has
a huge list now. Now, and I also want everyone to go to that site, www.sellmusiconlinelikecrazy.com, and get that course. All right, the course expands on so much more than what I have been able to cover within the last hour and a half. But you want to make sure you get that course. Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up the lines for some Q&A. We're going to open up the lines for about 5 or 10 minutes. But before I do that, I want everyone to grab a pen right now and a piece of paper and write down this number. It's 1-800. And the reason why I'm asking you to write this number is not to sell you something, but I want to get some feedback from you. I want to find out, I want to get a testimonial from you. And I'm going to explain the importance of getting testimonials from your visitors and from your client base and your list in the next couple of weeks. But I want you to leave a testimonial, and it has to be 100% positive. So the number to leave your testimonial is 1-800-609-9006. Then you're going to dial extension 6360. So, again, the number is 1-800-609-9006, and then type punch in extension 6360. And on there, you're going to be able to state your name, state where you're calling from, and then if you have a band name or a group name, say that as well. You know, this is Ty Cohen. I'm calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. My group's name is Eternal Realness. And I just want to say Ty Cohen's teleseminar was phenomenal. I learned this, I learned that, I learned that, and I'll definitely be tuning in next week and telling other people about it. All right? So now with that said, I want to open up the lines, and one by one I want you to state your name and then state your question. You can unmute yourself. If you find that you're muted, unmute yourself by pressing *6. And let's be courteous of each other, guys. Let's ask the question, and then we'll allow everyone else to go in and ask the question as well. Tempe, can you hear me now? Press *6, Tempe, and then you should be able to hear me. Or I can hear you, whoever.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you now. You sound crystal clear. It's good to hear you.
Right. Well, you do too. Look, first, just thank you. Abbott had to leave and go to work here in the UK. More than a question, thank you. You have revolutionized the power of the Internet, and we love you, okay? So we're going to do our testimonial, and you've answered basically all my questions. We made a conscious decision to make sure that we're on these calls on Monday, okay? So I'll just leave room. I'll leave room for someone else because you've answered our questions. We know what we've got to do, and we're doing it, okay?
Tempe, I appreciate that, and I love being able to hear from you guys. You guys are dedicated. You're focused. You're calling in from the UK. That takes determination. We have people right here in the U.S. who won't take the time to call out or call in, but by the same token, they'll say that they want the change, but they're not doing anything to proactively take action. You guys are doing it. Give Albert my best.
Thank you.
And I got to meet you guys in person one day.
Well, we shall. I can feel it already. You, everything that you stand for, you've renewed a whole faith in us. And you don't know, but that couple you were talking about, that's us. We, you know what, we have no barriers. And you sound so much like Albert. You know, at this point in our life, we know we're on missions, and God has given us the tools through you and others like you to help us do what we need to do. And so I can't write the notes to share with him all of what you've gone over. They're absolutely beautiful, and I just sent you a couple of emails so you can send back what you have. But, you know, more than a question, because you cover so very much free, I'm going to tell you. And what you were talking about, 7 to 10 passes, you see, I've been in sales and marketing all my life. And what you've done is brought everything to life, but differently, and it's just refreshing. You know, I learned a long time ago it takes 7 to 10 people. You know, they have to say no before they say yes, you see. So everything that you say is real and is true, and I think that's what we find amazing right now. And we're about twice your age, okay, and proud of it. Proud of it.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
You guys are a huge inspiration to me. It's like a boost when I hear you and I hear stories from people like you. So keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And so you got to get to the UK. And actually, I'll be in the U.S. because we're both published authors as well as our band. And so I've got my book, and so I've got a couple of book signings. So I'll be in the U.S. In Memphis. A little bit, but we'll be back to the UK, and we'll be on the calls on Monday night.
All right, Tennessee is right to the left of me, so let me know.
All right, thanks.
Reed from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Reed, how's it going? Houston, Texas.
Good, man, thank you. I'm a producer here, and I want to start a production auction. I don't know if anyone has ever done it, but that's my ambitions. I want to do a production auction site. Like I want to auction off my track. So what's the best route to take? I don't know if you know anything about that.
You know, that's actually a pretty good idea. I did see one site that is out there. To be honest with you, I don't remember the name of the site, but when I saw it, this was maybe about 8 months ago, and I said that's pretty unique. Just because there's a site out there doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything because you can go ahead and you can be the individual who has the notice in that industry or who people come to just by your marketing efforts. If I were you, what I would do is, first thing I would do is I would go in and research the competition that's out there already. All right, second thing that I would do is I would find my market. And by finding your market, I'm talking about the individuals who are going to go out and be willing to pay for your production work, your beats. And the third thing that you want to do is you want to find out realistically how much would they be willing to pay. You want to get this realistically. I say realistically because you know, if you ask someone that's close within your circle, or if it's a family member or someone that you're really close to, they may say a dollar amount that they think you want to hear. But when it comes down to actually paying that amount, it's a different story. So you want to actually go out, try to find the individuals that you want to be your customers and see what they would be willing to pay, and then take it from there.
Okay, basically I want to know, like, how would I build a site on that level?
How would you build it on that level?
A site.
Okay. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to need a lot. There's going to be a lot of back-end programming, what's called back-end programming. And there's a website that I use quite often, and it's called, do you have a pen handy? Write this down. It's called Rent-A-Coder, R-E-N-T-A-Coder, C-O-D-E-R, Rent-A-Coder, R-E-N-T-A-C-O-D-E-R. There's another one called Elance, E-L-A-N-C-E.com. And they're pretty much reverse auction sites. It's pretty much like what you want to do, but in this case, what you would do is you would go in there, you would post up a project description, and you would say that what I want to do is I want to create a site where I would be able to sell my production work and allow other producers to sell their production work in a similar fashion to the way eBay is run. So it would be in an auction format. Now, you would write that out in a short description, tell them everything you want it to do, how you would want it to function, and you'll post that post up on those two sites, and you're going to get programmers who are going to bid on the job. They're actually going to say, you know, I can do this for you. I can build the entire site, the back end, the functionality of it, everything, interface for $200. Then you might get another guy who says, you know, I can do it for you for $400. You might get another guy in Poland or like in Romania or wherever that might say, you know, I can do it for $100. That's the beauty of it, because you're getting all of these different programmers bidding for your project. You know, and I do this all the time. I have a community being built right now. So someone with some background noise, if you could just mute yourself out by pressing *6, please.
How you say it's
ELANCE.com. ELANCE.com. And you can go on there and you can get anything done. And that's actually a great resource that I'm going to be talking about on in 3 weeks from now. So you don't want to miss that call. But ELANCE.com. You can have everything built. You can have logos built. You can get your website built. Anything.
Appreciate that, Ty. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Please mute yourself back out by pressing *6. Next caller, please unmute yourself by pressing *6.
Hello?
Question. Yes.
Yes, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a relatively new listener, and I appreciate all you're doing. I'm in the business of trying to market gospel music. I'm a blind musician, and also I have a question about getting a visual image of what I want to catch people's eyes with in the site.
Okay, so are you talking about like a flash image or something that will draw their attention when they first come to your site?
Yeah, when they first come to it, but should something be audio or visual or both?
It should be both.
Okay, got it.
It should be both, and you know, usually for music business related sites, I usually tell people not to go with flash. And
okay.
The reason why is because there's a lot of systems that are not equipped to handle flash properly. So if
got
you have
it.
Someone that goes to your site and you have flash on your site, then chances are they can get a blank page.
Oof.
If they're seeing a blank page, they're thinking that your site is malfunctioning, and the first thing they're going to do is scramble from your site, and you don't want that.
I heard that. Yes.
Right.
Well, I can produce tracks, and I can produce, say, a 30-second intro, you know, for people to listen to initially. Audio.
Yeah, you want to have audio. You want to have audio on there. Audio is great. You know, you want to make it so that the user can turn it off, and they can turn it on, they can rewind it, they can fast-forward it. I don't know if you're using audio buttons, but if you're not, or for anyone else that's listening in on this call, a good way to put audio up until my free website community site is up is by going to audiogenerator.com, audio, A-U-D-I-O, generator.com. And that site is owned by a buddy of mine, Armin Morin, and it allows you to upload audio. And actually, that testimonial line that you guys are calling into is actually ran by Audio Generator. And if you've been to any of my other sites that have audio on it, that's how we get all of our audio on there.
That's great.
Look at that site. All right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening in. I appreciate your time being spent with us.
All right.
Next person, please unmute yourself by pressing *6 and ask you. We're going to take just a few more questions, and then we're going to wrap it up for tonight. And again, I really need you guys to go out and put testimonials up. Call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear how this call has affected you or how the entire series, or if you have a particular call. I don't care if it's one that was, you know, 2-3 months ago. Let me know, because we're going to put these up on our website, and the purpose of doing so is to get people to realize how important it is for them to take control of their destiny and to be able to proactively start marketing themselves and to get their music out there into the right hands and ears. Go ahead, next caller. Please state your name and your question. I heard someone on the line.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is Jesse Coltrane from Cambridge, New Jersey.
Hey, Jesse, what do you got?
I started my own company. My own company is it's like a development company.
Okay.
We develop dancers, singers, rappers, models, and actors. And basically,
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a Bluetooth. Is it interrupting?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I got a little bit of echo.
Oh, sorry. And what are the steps I should do to start the company? I have a business plan. I know my target company, but, like, promotional-wise, what should I do?
No, this is an artist development company?
Repeat that?
Artist development?
Yes.
All right, that's a great company. That's actually a great industry to be going into right now, especially with so many independents going out and making big names for themselves. There's a lot of independents who are not aware of some of the proper development tactics that they should be using. If I were you, I would approach companies like Taxi.com, go on CD Baby, there's another site called TheVelvetRope.com. Go into a lot of the music forums and communities and make your presence known. Let people know that if you're an independent artist or if you're an artist who's looking for someone to help you develop your image or whatever it is, that you have services offered. You know,
okay.
That's what it is. You have to go where your market is. And your market, if you're not confining yourself to any one particular genre, your market is everywhere. It's on MySpace. You know, it's on sites like The Velvet Rope. It's on CD Baby. It's on YouTube. So you have to go out and let your presence be known. And that's some of the stuff that we're going to talk about for the next couple of weeks as well. It's you know, just how to go out and create that visibility so that people see you, so that people know that you actually exist, because it defeats the entire purpose if you have a company or if you have this music or if you have a nice collection of music. No one knows that it exists.
Okay. Well, I have one more question before I go. I have affiliated companies within my company that does different things, like engineers, producers, choreographers. I have a marketing department and everything. Should they have their own marketing website as well, since they each do their own individual thing?
They should each have their own individual. You actually know the answer to that already. I can hear it in your voice. But they should each have their own individual website, because the thing is, you don't want to cause confusion. If you go to any of our sites, like with Vicky's site, as a matter of fact, I use her as an example. We try to concentrate one thing on that site. And our main goal is to get the opt-in. She has other sites. We have other sites for hers that we sell her CD from in a high fashion. And that's the site that we sell a ton of CDs from for her. You know, so you don't want to confuse your visitor by giving them too much. A client or a customer that has too much usually makes no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the easiest option for them, is just to back up and say, whoa, 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 this is too much banking for me right now. So you definitely want to have individual sites, and you can have links to each of those sites on the coverage, yeah, so that they piggyback off of each other. And again, I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and I hope to hear from you next week. As a matter of fact, I know I will hear from you next week. Next person, please unmute yourself by pressing *6, stating your name and your question.
Hello, my name is Sean Robinson, Battlefield Entertainment. And my question I wanted to ask you is, I've been getting emails from you. I like what I'm reading, and I'm glad you invited me to the call, hearing a lot of good information. Well, I'm helping a friend of mine with starting a promotional company, and I was wondering, what you were talking about with the viral marketing, and I'm learning stuff about internet marketing, which is different than regular marketing. What is the best way to go about getting more, you know, clients that are serious instead of just, you know, marketing to everybody?
Well, here's the thing. It's a filtration process, you know. You don't – the only thing that – the best way to tell who's serious, who's not, is just putting them through this filtration process. You keep in contact with your clients, and, you know, you make special offers and you make special deals available to them. And you're going to have some people who will accept those deals from you and some who won't. And that will allow you to tell who's serious and who's not. Now, another thing that you want to do is, just as I mentioned to the last caller, is start to joint venture with other companies. You know,
yeah, that's what we're trying to work on now.
You know, even with the caller that was just on, you guys can get together and start putting some things together. And with this community site that I'm going to have open within the next 2 weeks, that's one of the purposes that it's going to suit. It's going to have an area where guys like you who own a promotion company, or guys like the last caller who owns a development company, it's going to have an area in there where you guys can post your services and you can have individuals who are looking for what it is that you have to offer find you.
Yeah.
Right. So, and it's all going to be 100% free. But for now, in the meantime, you can use things like Google advertising. Have you heard of pay-per-click advertising? You said you've been.
Yes.
You can use some pay-per-click advertising. You have to be careful with it, though, because you can go through a lot of money in a short period of time if you don't do it the right way. A lot of people go in and they start bidding at, you know, $1, $2, $3, 75 cents. You don't want to do that.
Well, I know my lesson on that one.
I learned it.
Right.
So, I mean, you want to go after – look up long-term keywords. Go to Google and type in long-term keywords and start looking up long-term keywords. My buddy Greg that was on at the top of this call, he's an expert when it comes to Google advertising and pay-per-click advertising. You might want to get in contact with him. He has a great course for sale right now that's available that talks all about Google advertising and pay-per-click marketing. Or you can wait until we cover that, and that's going to be the second week in December when we start talking about pay-per-click marketing and how to get the most for your money without spending $100 or $200 a week and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's the most effective right now, is just doing the joint ventures, finding people who have that market that you can tie into, and, you know, pay-per-click marketing. Go to Yahoo as well. Yahoo is extremely good when it comes to the pay-per-click marketing aspect, because although they're going to send you less traffic, you're going to get less traffic, but your traffic is going to be a lot more targeted than Google.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, targeted.
Yep, you want to use pay-per-click campaigns like what's offered by Yahoo, and go to MSN and type in MSN Ad Center, ADCNTER.
Okay.
You're going to see some really high conversion rates with them. I mean, I'm seeing conversion rates right now where for every dollar that I spend, I'm making $76 back.
Whoa.
You know, so if you spend $100, you end up making $7,600 back. You know, and that's a beautiful conversion right there. And you can only get those types of conversions with companies like MSN and Yahoo. So try those out.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller, please unmute yourself by pressing *6. State your name and your question.
Okay, my name is Marcus from Chicago.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus, how you doing, Marcus?
I'm good. I have a question. Say like you're an artist, right?
Right.
And how do you get in the music business, like record deals and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, Marcus, to be honest with you, what I tell people is I tell them to throw the notion of getting a traditional record deal out the window unless you're doing something. Unless you're doing something. Right now, record companies are scrambling right now because of the way that the industry is going. So right now, they're looking for, more than ever, they're looking for complete packages. They're looking for businesses in a box. They're looking for individuals that have a buzz in their particular city or state, that have already been able to get the fans, that have already been able to sell, you know, a couple thousand CDs, that have already been able to sell tickets to their shows. Because now, if you're able to do that, the only thing that's left for a record company to do is to come in and duplicate what it is that you've already done. Put more money into what it is that you've already done because you already have a proven success formula. If your formula is working in one state, chances are it's going to work across the board, nationwide. There are some exceptions, but you know, that's what I like to tell people right now. You should not be concentrating on getting your traditional record deal. And by that, I mean, you know, sending in demos and hoping that you're going to get signed and things like that. You should be proactively going in, creating your music, getting it out into as many hands as possible. Be that by going to the parties, you know, depending on what genre of music you're at. Going to the DJs that are at the parties. Going to the clubs. Going to the venues. Going to, you know, the bars, the promotional spots.
Yeah.
Going to events where other artists who are similar to you and style and sound are performing at. You know, and getting your music into the hands of people, whether it's burning your CDs at home and giving them away to people, or, you know, having your website and just being able to get people to your site, having your MySpace page, or creating videos and putting them up on YouTube, or just simply creating your MP3s and putting those up on YouTube. You know, YouTube is not just for videos. That's a huge misconception. People think that you only can put videos up on YouTube. You can put audios up on YouTube if you know how to do it the right way, and I'm going to talk about that in a couple of weeks as well. So I hope that's answered your question in a basic format. You'll get a lot more ideas each week as you tune into this call and as you stay tuned to some of the emails that I'll be sending out.
Okay.
All right, thank you for being on the call. All right, I appreciate everyone being on the call tonight. I do want to remind everyone to go to the website and grab your copy of Sell Music Online Like Crazy, and you can do so by going to www.sellmusiconlinelikecrazy.com. You can get that before the price increases. You actually have to get it tonight or tomorrow, the latest, by 12 noon. If you want to absolutely get it and take action as we've been talking about and be focused, you will go in and get it right now while it's fresh in your memory. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to go in and leave your testimonial by dialing 1-800-609-9006 and then hitting extension 6360. Again, that number is 1-800-609-9006, extension 6360. Is the extension.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Jason Reed again. What is that course that your friend have on the pay-per-click marketing?
Okay, it's called Google Advertising. I'm not sure of the exact name of it. It's a new course that he just released when he was out in the UK, but you can give him a call. Give his office a call tomorrow morning. We're open from 10 to 6, I believe it is. And, do you have a pen handy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, give his office a call, and the number is 203-676-7403. And make sure you let him know that Ty Cohen had told you about the Google pay-per-click course that he has. And tell him that you want the best of the best. He's got some secrets in there that he only reveals to certain people. Tell him I said that you're a member of this Monday Night Motivational Teleseminar Series, and I said to give you every single secret that he has when it comes to pay-per-click marketing.
and with no experience, can you apply those techniques?
Definitely. You 100% can. My wife is actually using a lot of that stuff, and she's actually used his course to market. We have a program called Students to Offers, which is a literacy program for children in elementary school. It's a reading and writing program where we go into schools and we talk about publishing, book publishing, and reading and writing. And my wife has marketed our company using some of the stuff that Greg is talking about in his course. And if anyone's interested in it, take a look at our site. It's Students, S-T-U-D-N-T-S, 2, 2, authors, AUTHORS.com. And if anyone works in an educational institute, a school, or anything like that, that's an excellent program for you guys to introduce to your schools. All right, again, I want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. I know that there's so many different things that could be occupying your time right now, things like television, and a whole lot of other things, sleep, God forbid, but you made the decision to get on this call because you want to change and you want to get information that's going to help you to succeed and reach your goals. Remember, tune in next week, same time, every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Share the number with everyone that you know who has an interest in the music business. And last but not least, stay focused. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.